How did all this come about, the idea for this disc?
Well, the idea of collaboration has been something that the trio has been doing all 14 years of our existence. We've had the great pleasure of being able to play stages with orchestras like the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Boston Symphony, to opening for Katie Lang and double billing with Jake Shimabukuro, and all of these different worlds or different boundaries we straddle sort of came together in the last 5 years at a series we curate in Indianapolis with the Indianapolis Symphony called Happy Hour at the Symphony. You know, the album is small representatives of a lot of those collaborations, a lot of artists that we have come into contact with, performed with, met, look up to, and it's, you know, it's as disparate as our musical tastes, and we hope that comes across through this album.
Well, you brought him up, so the ukulele virtuoso that people are still finding out about this guy is an amazing player, Jake Shimabukuro. You say you opened for him?
Yeah, with Jake, we did this double bill. We didn't actually play together, but we became friends right away. Jake and the three of us really vibed right away, and we, of course, hung out and listened to the second half of the show, really loved his music. And when we were creating this album, actually on Nick's song, Happy Day, the producers and Nick thought it would be awesome to include Jake in the song.
Well, you've got some folks who've got chops. In addition to Jake's, there's Branford Marsalis, who I know you've worked with him before. Alyssa Weilerstein, you guys have known her for some time, right?
Yes, we have. Actually, not only her, but her father, the famous Don Weilerstein, Donald Weilerstein. Alyssa is a bit younger than us, but it was cool to always see her as a child while studying with her father. But then now she's the superstar cellist and, I mean, amazing personality, but so kind. And in the same vein of collaboration was just, we've become friends, obviously, in the industry. And when it became time for us to choose our artists, we just, you know, kind of text messaged her saying, could we talk to you? And we called her up, and we pitched her the idea and the song, and she loved it.
Nick, I want to talk to you briefly because I know you're all about engaging more audience, you know, classical audience, and what can we introduce you to get younger people into the room. And that's like a legacy for you. Your grandfather was, well, he's reached hundreds of thousands of people by bringing a method of learning the violin to this country.
Yes, my grandfather was one of the first pioneers of the Suzuki method. And I'm happily proud to say that I grew up with the method, which is much, it's beyond just learning how to play an instrument well. It's about shaping a human being when they're young and cultivating the just honing in on routine and skills and growing a person in a beautiful way. I can't take all the credit, though, for reaching new audiences. This is something that I feel like all three of us have been vehemently interested in doing, because we actually love that moment when we play for people who have this idea of what a violin or like a classical instrument is, and then we put out our brand of music making, and we just love that moment of like of unexpected exhilaration that happens.
You guys have inspired groups like you around the country. There's one here. It's a group that's really terrific, and they got their inspiration for doing what they're doing right out of the university here to go out and form a trio. Do you hear that a lot?
Wow, that's... Yeah, we've been hearing it more and more, and it's always kind of like pinch me because it just feels so good. You know, it's a huge honor when groups are inspired. But you know, it's sort of like the way the world works, because for Nick Zack and I mean, that's, you know, the list goes on and on of artists that just totally inspired us, and are the reasons, probably whether we know it or not, are why we're doing what it is we're doing today. So. It's really a beautiful thing, you know, how any art form or culture, or music in our case, can inspire people to follow their dreams.
Renan Meyer, there's a piece on here that you composed called Banjo Love, is that right?
Banjo Love is inspired by an artist that Nick Zack and I really respect and admire tremendously, the banjo player Bella Fleck. And it's an imagination pretty much on my bass, looking at my bass from the sideway angle, thinking of it and imagining it as the world's largest banjo, and then sort of trying to think, what would Bella Fleck do to the world's largest banjo?
I definitely think he's been an inspiration to a group like us, coming from the bluegrass world early on in his career, and then transferring over, well, not really transferring over, I mean, just really encompassing a lot of, because I don't think that he's stopped playing or loving bluegrass, and I don't think that we've stopped loving or playing classical music, but we certainly are enjoying being able to spread our wings.
Zack, I want to ask you, because Ronan doesn't have to worry about getting his, you know, double bass on the tarmac. That whole thing with U.S. Airways, that really kind of, that was like a bolt out of the blue for you guys, when all of a sudden people that never heard of you had heard of you.
It was a perfect storm of running into a crew that didn't know the rules of the FAA and of us not really knowing what to do. And we were standing on the tarmac, and, I think the real reason I started playing is because I thought maybe they didn't know we were actually instrumentalists. Like, maybe they didn't know what was in the cases. So even though we had told them they were violins, I pulled mine out and was playing for them, but it didn't seem to make an influence. But it was a very rare case in that situation where, you know, regretfully the crew didn't know and that the cases would fit in the overhead. So we made a little video just to sort of, I guess, argue with them through our music.
And it worked. What fits together real well here, those of us who are classical fans who knew you doing kind of that stuff, there's some other sounds here. I mentioned Norwegian wood. You've got some original things here. And then the Bach, this, the Bach chaconne that's here is mixed in with, what is that?
That arrangement, we're very proud about. It's created by Steve Hackman, another co-collaborator on this album. He combines the music of Bon Iver, who is a rock band. The creator of Bon Iver, his name is Justin Vernon. But Steve Hackman tailored together one of Bon Iver's songs called Calgary. And it's a theme that weaves in and out of our song called Chaconne in Winter. But we're very proud of that track, and we've created a music video, too, that we're going to be releasing down the road that's really beautiful and well put together as well.
There's a duo here that you worked with. Again, they were new to me, and it seems like, I think they're sisters from the Indianapolis area. So maybe, Zack, maybe you brought them in. How'd that work?
Actually, one of the guys actually brought the sisters Lily and Madeline to the group through Time for Three's residency with the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. We've done a lot of outreach and community work, and it's hard to remember exactly how or why we discovered or found Lily and Madeline, but they definitely was very intriguing because they were in the backyard, so to speak, And we did, you know, part of being in a community and supporting an institution like a symphony orchestra, I think part of our goal with our series was to present and support local musicians and talent and artists and present them in front of the symphony orchestra, which is a rare opportunity for them and certainly draws on their fans. And Lily and Madeline are just, they're fantastic. I like to think of them as the modern-day female version of Simon and Garfunkel.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
For more information on Time for Three, visit www.tf3.com.
And down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all. must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, and I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But when he comes and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say a prayer for me. And I shall hear the soft dew tread above me, and on my grave will warm and sweeter be. You come to me.